Hear that rain roar out there, Lee.
Yep. It's
And you may have already been woken up twice. We were in the middle of the night with the flash flood warnings.
Yeah.
The one for 6 a.m., the new one for 9 a.m., which just came out a little while ago.
Yeah.
And they're basically saying, if you do not need to leave your home, do not leave your home.
Yeah.
And you kind of pretty much experienced that, Lee. Tell us what it was like out there.
Here's the thing. It was not that bad when I left this morning, but it got progressively worse. And now I live out in the country, so I expected to see limbs, and there were. Mm-hmm. And the real part of the storm hasn't even started yet. So the secondary roads and back roads, if you live out in the suburban or rural areas like I do, that's going to be an issue, particularly if you're driving a car and not a truck, because you're going to have limbs and stuff. You're either going to have to move or run over. But the thing that got me was when I was coming in this morning, I sometimes drive a little Honda, but I was driving my full-size pickup today. And I came up on the intersection of the off-ramp from 385 onto Woodruff Road to get to the station. And I came up on an area I could not see was flooded because it was dark and the headlights, you just couldn't see it. And I was very thankful I was in that big truck.
Yeah.
Because there was probably 3 or 4 inches of water there that I could not see. And if I'd been in that little Honda, things could have ended differently. I could have been flooded out over there. But the truck was able to make it through, but it certainly slowed my progress a lot. And like I said, it's easy to come upon these areas, particularly this time of the morning, where you normally don't think about there being flooding, and there will be. And that's what the real concern is. Coming up the interstate, I was going beneath the speed limit for most of the ride.
Me too.
And pretty much everybody else was too. And I did see a lot fewer big trucks, because I was, you know, just with that full-size truck, it's a regular pickup truck. But, I mean, I was getting whipped by the wind. And the winds really haven't picked up that much yet. They're getting progressively worse as we go by in this hour. But, I mean, they were probably, I don't know what the gusts were, but, you know, 10 to 15 mile an hour sustained winds. And you could tell it going down the interstate.
And here's what's going on, okay? This is a fast-moving storm. That's good news, because it's not lingering anywhere.
Yeah, 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's moving fast off of Florida. It's already blown through Florida. It's moving still into here, which is what makes this so dangerous. The National Weather Service issued the flash flood warning. It's in effect for our area till 9 a.m. And this is what they say. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or you're under an evacuation order. So, you know, we're used to getting, you know, from time to time flash flood warnings, and it's easy to ignore them. This is not one of those you want to ignore.
Yeah, this is one of those days where it's just like, you know, work from home if you can.
Yeah.
And at least until about noon today, when this supposedly is going to be clearing out of here, where you can at least see what you're doing. You know, maybe later today you can go in, but
yes.
It's not worth it today.
No, it's not. And right now, they are, Helene is causing major flooding in Georgia. There is an emergency evacuation going on in Atlanta. And I know you're seeing the pictures out of Atlanta, the shots, the video shots. Wow, the flooding is up. I mean, it's crazy. So that's what this has done already. You know, in Atlanta, you're seeing apartment complexes flooded out. The water is up to the windows of the cars in parts of Atlanta. So there's going to be a big, you know, we kind of been talking about Florida all week, and we still, I'm going to get to that in a minute. We still don't know what that's going to look like when the light comes up. They're waiting to do damage assessments. It hit as a Cat 4 in Florida. And what they're seeing now, and they're starting to dig out, and they still don't know, is that parts of it were decimated. Parts of it were untouched. So we'll have more on that. I know you will in the news as we go on, just what, you know, what did Florida end up looking like?
Yeah. I mean, they don't know until daylight, because there's no power to turn the lights on. So
exactly.
There's 1.2 million people without power, and that's in Florida alone. And that's concentrated pretty much in that Panhandle Big Bend area, down there, you know, just south of Georgia. So.
Absolutely. And again, if you have to be out there, you know, I tend to, especially having come from Charleston area and learned really to fear low-lying areas because of the flooding. I mean, I've never really thought about them before, and they terrify me. Ditches terrified me in Charleston, because ditch is a swamp. I mean, it's so low when I lived there. And dying in a ditch on the side of the road because there's water in it is actually a real thing in Charleston. You don't think that way, but people do. People drown that way. It happens all the time. And so I'm used to, I've learned to fear low-lying areas and to be very perceptive of them as I'm driving into them. And I did that this morning and it wasn't bad. I went over a lot of like the lowest areas over creeks and stuff. It was fine in the upstate as I'm driving in. I have a fairly long drive.
Yeah.
But Lee, where I hydroplaned was Woodruff Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like a good at least half an inch of water there.
Yeah.
You had to go very slow. It was hard to see. And it was running across the road in sheets. And that was several hours ago. I'm sure it's worse now because it's just continued. I've heard the drumbeat out, you know, outside. I mean, just rain and rain and rain and rain. So please stay home if you can.
Yeah, I've got a cool new weather station that my wife bought me for my birthday here a month or so ago. And so I can sit here and look and see what we've got at the house. Just yesterday, in the 24 hours yesterday, at my place, we had, I think it was 3 1/3 inches of rain. And also, as of at my place this morning, as of midnight tonight, as of now, rather, from midnight, we've got 2.44 inches of rain. That's, you know, huge.
Yeah, that's a lot. And again, we're still very much in the flash flood part of this because it's moved out of Florida and it's over us now. And it's kind of interesting. Like I said, we spent all week talking about Florida, what will happen to Florida, and not a lot of attention on what would happen to the Carolinas and Georgia. And you can see there's pretty catastrophic flooding right now in Atlanta. So keep your eyes on that. I would not be heading to Atlanta today. I wouldn't be heading to Georgia today.
No.
Maybe the northern parts if you have to go. But that's about it. Just as they're going to have to dig out from that too. So much stuff going on with all of that. And of course, keep it tuned right here. We'll have the latest for this area. I'm sure there's more to come. And again, that National Weather Service flash flood warning is in effect for our area right now until 9 a.m.
Now, if you're anywhere near any of the rivers, you know, the Saluda, the Reedy, or whatever, just be aware because there's some areas around there that flood on a regular basis. You know, we can get a good thunderstorm or a weekend of rain, and you know where those flooding areas are.
Yes. Yeah, and I just prayers for Florida. I have a cousin who lives there, and she had to stay because she works for the federal government. And she sent her son days ago, and that's how I knew it was going to be bad, because they're always telling us it's going to be bad in Florida, but the locals actually know when it's going to be bad. And she was scared to death. As soon as she got off her shift, she hit the highway, and she doesn't do that normally. And this is a person who lost everything 5 years ago. Her whole house is gone, and she knew this was the real deal. So I sort of use her as my weather vane. But Lee, you know, given that these things hit Florida every 5 years, I mean, again, you know, had a cousin lose her house five years ago to this, you know, maybe the plan that everybody who wants to be free in America move to Florida is not, you know, we need a couple of backup states with real Republican governors and real Republican leaders who will step up and fight for freedom. Because you know what? It's really popular.
Gee, wish South Carolina were like that.
I know. I'm really hoping we get some decent candidates in this next gubernatorial election. But we need more people to step up the way that Ron DeSantis and quite frankly, Donald Trump are doing. Because otherwise, you know, other than that, we really don't have much in the way of Republican leadership. We just really don't. And you know what? When you lead, do you know what happens? This is incredible. Donald Trump, CNN admitted yesterday, okay, things we have not seen before, admitted Donald Trump is this is mind blowing, more popular right now at this moment, Lee, than he has ever been.
Wow.
Let that sink in. After 2 impeachments, 5 fake cases, indicted for 700 years worth of crimes in terms of prison time, 34-point felony conviction, civil case conviction that he raped a woman that he did not. She couldn't even remember the year she got raped. She said, oh, I was wearing this dress. Yeah, it was in 90 whatever. And the dress wasn't made till 2 years after that. She's out to lunch. She doesn't know what planet she's on. Conviction in a civil rape trial. Conviction and judgment for fraud. The Russia collusion hoax for 3 years. It wasn't just a story, but for years. Being told that our president was in fact under the control of Vladimir Putin. 2 Pulitzers were won for that story about how our president was under the control of Vladimir Putin, Lee. Most popular he's ever been. That's got to be devastating to the media. That's as much a poll of their weakness as it is of his strength. And that's why they're going to extreme means now, because they're losing. So now they got to go send the FBI in to censor. Censor Instagram, censor Facebook, try to put Elon Musk in prison, because that's what the Securities and Exchange Commission is doing right now. They're coming at him criminally. This is not strength. This is desperation. And despite all of it, still the most popular he's ever been. That gives me chills and so much hope for the future. Stay tuned. Keep it right here, especially for the weather. You're listening to The Tara Show. Oh, yeah, the rain. Got a little credence there. That's one of my daughter and I, one of our favorite songs. We play it all the time in the car. I don't know why. Something catchy about it and comforting at the same time. But what's going on outside is not comforting. Again, if you're waking up to the sound of my voice, stay where you are. Stay in your house. I did the drive-in this morning. It was a little scary. You could do it, but that was several hours ago. And can you hear it out there right now coming down? Oh, my. It's been like that for hours. And I mean, I hydroplaned on Woodruff Road getting here. So I would just, it's not worth it. This is the kind of weather brings trees down. If they're weak, you'll want to stay home. And you probably know that because the whole region was woken up with not one, but two emergency alerts. They go off on your phone, even if your phone is turned down, from the National Weather Service in the middle of the night. Flash flood warning in effect for this area until 9 a.m. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation law. So that, an evacuation order, excuse me. So that is very, very serious. Here's what's going on, okay? This thing hit Florida as a Cat 4 overnight, 130 mile an hour winds, but it moved. It moved very quickly, and it is still very powerful, and it's still moving. It's moving very fast. It's not lingering. That's good from the rain perspective, but it'll catch you too if you go out. And that's why they're saying, hey, stay home. We still don't know what the devastations could be for Florida. We will not fully know because, as Lee said, the lights are out until the sun comes up. But it's going to be bad in some areas. And right now it's hit us. Atlanta is flooded. They have major rescue operations going on there. Here's for the upstate. Right now, when Janice Dean, national on Fox News, focuses on the upstate from here all the way up through Asheville. It's part of her national news report. You know, it's serious. So here's an idea. Here's a good wrap of what's going on right now as we urge you to stay home.
So here is the latest. This is the 5 a.m. advisory, 70 mile per hour sustained winds moving very quickly. If there is one good side to this storm, it is moving very fast. So it's not lingering right now. It made its way inland and now it's up into central Georgia. The Carolinas, though, this part two of this story is we had a system that moved through earlier this week. And then the rainfall on top of that is going to give us a potential flood emergency for parts of the southern Appalachians. They're warning of some of the worst flooding they have seen in recent memory. So the storm, even though it made landfall and impact on Florida as a category 4, you know, it doesn't take much to cause a lot of flooding and damage. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Again, widespread potential damage all up and down the coastline for the southeast up and towards the mid-Atlantic. And the Ohio and Tennessee River Valley, where the remnants are going to stall and potentially bring more flooding. So here are the power outages, over a million in Florida, 683,000 in Georgia, the Carolinas as well, as we go throughout the day. And you mentioned the tornadoes. We typically see tropical tornadoes, weak tornadoes, but some that could cause structural damage. And obviously we lost a life to a tornado yesterday, but we have several tornado-worn storms for parts of South Carolina, as well as western North Carolina. So that's going to be a concern. You see all the green polygons here? That's flooding. And the pink polygon, I believe, is a flood emergency happening right now. Tornado watch in effect from Savannah, Georgia, up towards Fayetteville and Wilmington, Charlotte as well, until 8 a.m. And we're going to see the potential for these tropical tornadoes throughout the day. Those are the warnings right now for some of these heavily populated neighborhoods for Charleston in towards Cross and northeast of Hendersonville. So we're going to be obviously monitoring this. Catastrophic flood warning right now, a flood emergency happening just southwest of Asheville. Asheville. So this is my big concern now going forward, is the potential for flooding and historic flooding for some of these areas and the tributaries. So here's your flood alerts again. Still Florida, not out of the woods, but now we're talking about a southeast, a mid-Atlantic story, Ohio Valley and Tennessee River Valley. So again, you know, even though we're looking at a tropical storm, we have a lot of potential damage ahead for some of these big cities and states. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe that it was already in Georgia when I woke up this morning.
Very fast.
It's a fast mover. But it still made landfall as the first Cat 4 storm to hit Florida's Big Bend region since records began.
Yes, absolutely.
In 1851.
So to summarize all of that, that is a massive area. We've got tornado watch right now going on the entire upstate. So tornadoes, that actually stretches from the coast basically all the way up to Hendersonville. That's the kind of blanket of just this violent storm that we're talking about here. So we've got the tornado watch. We've got the flood watch. And we're talking about flood watch for the Appalachians, flood watch for Asheville. Holy cow. I mean, that's high territory. Yeah, see the lights behind me. If you're watching on Rumble, they just flashed. So hopefully we'll be able to get through the show today with the lights on. James lets me know on Rumble, morning all, power out in Simpsonville since 5:59 a.m. Duke has no information about when the power may be restored. Again, and you may be seeing this on your phone if you get the weather alert, severe flash flood warning. Don't go out unless you are... They say fleeing a area that is flooding or you're under, you know, an evacuation order of some kind. And that's for South Carolina. So please stay put and you keep yourself busy listening to the Tara Show, at least as long as the electricity and internet holds up. Keep it right here. 98.9 WORD. Thanks for listening to the Tara Show. All right. Here's what we're going to do throughout the show. First of all, you stay home, okay? Stay home unless you actually, absolutely it's an emergency. You have to go out for some reason. Maybe you're a first responder. Stay home. I hydroplaned getting here on Woodruff Road this morning. There were just sheets of water. And that was a couple hours ago. It has really come down since then. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to crowdsource this. Text me on the text line 71307. If you're seeing something that you think other people should know about, let us know. Texter writes... Tree down on Stone Station Road in Spartanburg. Now the text writes, hey, Tara, we just completely lost power over here in Easley on Old Vineland School Road. Power gone in Lawrence County. We may need a prayer meeting tonight. Power out in Greer, another texter writes. I live in Simpsonville. My power's still on. Okay, so that tells me parts of Simpsonville are down, parts are not. Texter writes, Tara, all power out on Piedmont Highway 20. Just went off. And the texter writes, I drive a tractor trailer and they still made us go out today and I have to unload it outside. Oh, I'm sorry. You work for morons, sir. I say, driving in, that's all I see usually is the trucks and a couple of cars coming in the middle of the night. And I saw one truck this morning. That never happens. And I felt like, wow, who's that guy work for? Maybe it was you. Power out in Fountain Inn about half an hour ago. So says Kirk. Another texter writes, power's flickering in Mountain Rest, but not long enough for my generator to start up. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, power out at 610 in Pauline. So says Eugene from Pauline. Texter writes, hey, Tara, same type of storm, same category, same area, and same name in the 1950s. Look it up. I will at the break. All right, so keep me posted. You can always text me 71307. Texter writes, Green Pond area, power out. Lights starting to flicker here in Tiara at State Park Road and 25 high winds. Power out on White House north of I-85. Now the texter writes, Tara, power out in Central and Norris area over by Clemson and tree down on Darby Road. Traffic stopped. Yeah. Power out in Honeypath. Power is still on in Anderson College area. Fingers crossed. Yeah, you're definitely going to want to stay home with this if you can. Look, I know we get flash flood warnings regularly here in this area, so it's easy to just tune them out. I mean, I do a lot of the times. This is not the one you want to tune out. This one is serious. It's a big deal. And if you're driving out there, as Lee was saying, you're going to want to go slow. And he was saying, look, there's parts, but you know, there's a lot of areas where the lights are out, even in some areas where the lights are on. He was on Woodruff Road and didn't even see a bunch of water at an intersection. It's pretty thick out there, still dark. Texter writes, power out in Lancaster. Now the texter writes, good morning, Tara. My power is out Woodruff Road and State 417. Everyone be careful. Tree down on Nazareth Road in Spartanburg. I love doing this, by the way. We are doing the best spot report ever, and you guys are doing it. I'm just reading it. Texter writes, at the store, no need to come in right now. No power. Don't know what the store is, but okay, we won't go there. Let's see. Texter writes, power on in Mills River. It's rougher here than I've ever seen. There will be a lot of damage. Power's out in Lake Bowen. Yeah, and again, okay, so here's what's happening if you're just tuning in. Again, and we're going to get to the regular news that we do. I have a fully locked and loaded show right now, and we're going to get to it. But this is a very fast moving storm that is a double-edged sword. It's very good because we don't want it to linger anywhere because you could really, really have flooding problems. On the other hand, it's a fast-moving storm, and it could catch you. And basically, it just hasn't stopped. It just rolled right over Florida. And now the big weather news in the country is Georgia. Atlanta in particular is flooded. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the video out of Atlanta? I mean, I'm like talking really flooded. They have emergency operations there. We have a tornado warning on the ground for the entire state, including the upstate, and the flash flood warning. So this is just tearing on up into the Carolinas. It's already done some damage there in Georgia. Texter writes, power out in Landrum and T-Mobile cell service is sketchy. No power in Jonesville, South Carolina, Union, South Carolina since 5 a.m. Power went off in Woodruff at about 5:45. Texter writes, cut out when I was driving down Main Street. Another texter writes, Tara, we listened to you in McCormick. Thank you. Power out and trees down everywhere. Cold cereal today. Now the texter writes, I'm a lineman here in Greenville and we are reporting to work as we speak, but cannot start restoration until the wind lets up. Keep me posted, sir. I'd love to hear from you. Another texter writes, oh, okay. This is Lonzo. You know, Lonzo, he works here. This is Lonzo. Power out in Gray Court and the creeks are overflowing. Yeah, I saw a lot of that overflowing on the side. You know, just the ditches. And I thought, wow, you know, you just give that a little more rain, it's going to overflow. That was all the way to work today. Tree down on Interstate 26 westbound. This is a mess. So keep it tuned right here to 98.9 WORD. We're going to keep this updated as the storm tears through. Again, if you know anybody in Florida, we don't even know the state of Florida yet. Got hit by a Category 4 overnight. And sustained winds 130 miles an hour. Lights are gone, right? So they're going to have to wait till the sun comes up to even see how bad Florida is. Some of the video out of there is incredible this morning. Just the storm surge. They're saying 20-foot storm surge hit Florida. So we don't know anything out of there. We don't know a death toll. We don't know what got destroyed. We're going to see as the light comes up and we'll have updates for you. Texter writes, I'll just wrap this up and we'll go. Good morning, Tara. No power in Fair Play. Another texter writes, tree down on Reedville Road in Reedville. I see lightning in my area in Welford in Spartanburg County. And texter writes, Tara, power out in Ware Shoals. High winds, heavy rain. Yes, so says Tracy. You're listening to The Tara Show. One simple message for you this morning. Please stay home. If you're not required to be out, can you hear it out there? Don't go. It's too dangerous. Yeah, I know we get flash flood warnings right and left. I'm used to them. I'm used to ignoring them. This is not one you want to ignore. This is a deadly and dangerous flash flood warning through 9 a.m. I had to do the drive this morning. Obviously, I'm glad I came in when I did. It was really dicey then. I went hydroplaning down Woodruff Road and thank God didn't hit anything. And I was going really slow. I mean, there's just sheets of water. And it's not even in really predictable places at this point either. Some of the low-lying places were fine. Woodruff Road was higher for me. And yet still, I went flying. Lee had the same thing happen to him. So just please stay home. Do not come out. And on top of the flash flood warning, we also have a tornado warning for the entire state. In fact, that stretches all the way up through Asheville too. So please stay put. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, don't need to. All right, coming up, Her Highness will not deign to ask questions, not even from a friendly media. And try as they might, they are having trouble covering up for Her Highness. They're trying. Stephanie Ruhle, who attempted to interview her on MSNBC, talk about a softball interview, more like wiffle ball, had to deal with the fact she still didn't answer the questions. So Stephanie Ruhle has decreed it is okay for Her Highness not to answer questions. In fact, it's a really smart sign. She shows how smart she is.
One could watch that and say, well, she didn't give a clear, direct answer. That's okay, because we are not talking about clear or direct issues.
You're listening to The Tara Show.